Hey you, Mr. Sensitive, fair warning. The Church of the Subgenius deals with a lot of ugly, ugly things, and tonight's show is an especially dark ride. Maybe it's time for you to sashay on up the dial for an hour or so until it's over. I mean it. I am not kidding.
Okay, lady. We'll have the place surrounded with nets.
They're laughing at me.
Fine. Now everyone just relax, lock your doors, and listen to the radio.
Now let's downshift to the holidays.
The program you are about to hear involves slack-time funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Oh, welcome, seekers. Welcome to a special non-holiday edition of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, because if you're like me, you really feel like taking a damn break right now. So, why don't we see what we can do to just totally push the pink world away for the next hour? What do you say?
Oh. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Aw, crap!
Oh, hello, Susie.
Yeah, what up?
Santa Claus can always find you right here in Georgia. Santa Claus knows you very well.
Hey, you old fraud.
Isn't this great?
Ooh.
Now my portable North Pole console is really portable.
Mm?
We have installed cameras all over the village.
Ah.
Susie, let's see your great big beautiful.
Terrific. So you beat the coke trafficking rap. That was a surprise. I thought for sure they had you.
I know.
FYI, even if you live at the freaking North Pole, the feds are not going to be fooled if you use the term kilos of snow as a code word, okay?
Oh, you're such a clever child.
What a dumbass. I'll be expecting some sweet swag this year for providing you that sweet alibi.
Great job, Susie. You're on my good list.
Oh, that's a novelty.
My elves and I are very proud of you. Susie?
Yeah?
I'm going to show you where all the magic happens.
Uh-oh.
Me elves' secret ice hole.
Oh,
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Over here, Sam!
Hey, the new guy over there is awful tall for an elf. Twitchy, too.
He's ready for the big trip.
What are you keeping him around for?
Just like you, he just can't wait to pull my sleigh.
I bet.
He'll be part of my team.
No.
But first, I have to train him.
Train him? What? Oh, this ain't gonna end well.
Come on, it's not gay. There's guns in the room.
He means candy cane.
Yeah, I bet.
Susie?
What?
Let's see what my elves saw on their machine.
Ooh!
Oh, that sounds jelly like it.
That crap
is probably full of Christmas cheer and it's eating some flop out.
Oh, those hands are cold.
Let's go. I've got to decorate my tree.
Susie, huh? I know you're on my good list.
Woo, I think I'm going to take a swing on the pole.
Oh, that's it.
They call me back, though, Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me back, though, Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. Look at him. I come running with my presents every time you call me. Look at him. I keep some change in my pocket, chase the children at home. I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse, and with no sign I'll be in trouble if there ain't no chimney in the house. They call me back, no Santa.
make my runs about the break of day. Look ahead. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, backdoor Sam. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Sam. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the thrills. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Sam. And I like them to call me that. They call me backdoor Sam.
Hey, Santa, you ever wear wet blue jeans?
Lock your doors.
Dad, are you okay?
Children, what day is this?
It's Saturday, December 6th.
Thank God. There's still 4 more days till Christmas. I have time to reform my ways.
CLO 761, take 1, 12 days. Call it. Call it back. Sorry, boys, it's on me. CLO 761, take 2, 12 days.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a slap.
On the second day of Christmas,
what's going on here?
Hold it, boy. I'm sorry. I was late on that.
It's not right.
Boy, I'll say. Get your thumb out of your butt. What are you trying to do here?
We're going
to
be here all day with this guy.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
2 pokes in the eye.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What the hell was that? Let me hear them eye pokes.
Here they come.
What the hell are those? You call those eye
pokes? That's close enough. Let's get on with this already.
I've been poking you in the eyes how long now?
Gotta be 25, 30 years.
Well, I ought to know a good eye poke when I hear one, and that's gotta be the worst damn eye poke I ever heard.
Sounded okay to me.
Hey, we're not filming a Hollywood epic here. It's just a crappy little Christmas record.
Oh, that's just fine. Screw the audience, right?
I didn't mean that.
Could we order out for some sandwiches? It's past me.
All right, fellas, let's try it once more. Without the music?
Oh, without the music.
5 more.
This
maybe
is murder.
Come in soon.
What do you want, harmony?
Right. Maybe I should sing it myself.
Maybe you should.
Maybe.
5 more slaps.
For what? For what
no,
are we
that's
doing
not right.
this?
Practice.
Sing your note again.
I don't want to sing the
Let
note.
Let me just hear
again.
Your note.
Just sing the note.
I'm tired of that note.
5 more slaps. 5 more slaps.
You whistled on that.
5 more slaps. 5 more slaps.
Wrong.
5 more slaps.
Can we take a break,
I gotta
fellas?
Call Mabel.
I saw some film of that Presley kid in Germany on the television.
Yeah, they got him over there in the army.
Who cares? I hope he stays in Germany. Elvis Schmelvis.
Well, you don't like him?
He stinks.
Well, you know you're wrong. He's good for the business.
No,
kids love
like
him. He puts keisters in the seats.
Well, those kids... Keisters?
You know, behinds.
Oh, like Sinatra doesn't put behinds in the seats.
Well, no. He means for the kids.
Ah.
On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
8 shams of leaping.
7.
Oh, boy.
What's the problem, guys?
I'm not sure about this 8 shams of leaping.
You got a problem with that?
Well, it just seems more sad than funny. I mean, he is dead.
It's just sad to us because we knew him. To everyone else, it's a tribute.
Well, how come there's no tribute to your other brother?
You don't need a tribute to Jerry. Who's gonna forget him? We did some funny stuff back then. No offense meant, Joe.
Yeah, you're working out okay, Joe.
I have to go to the can.
Hey, fellas, did you see this paper? They passed the Alaska statehood bill, 64-20.
Yeah, I was vacationing in Canada last month, and they're pretty steamed about it up there.
Ah, who asked them?
Do we have to change the flag?
We don't need Canada. If we do get another state, it's going to be a warm one, baby. Something tropical.
True love gave to me 12 pies of throwing,
11 heads of budding,
10 knuckles broken,
9 hairy yanks,
8 shams of leaping,
7 sandwich eating,
6 ears a twisting,
5 more slaps,
4 fingers twisting.
Guys, the stupid machine ate the tape. I'm gonna see if I can fix it.
Oh boy.
Listen, if I can, you guys, I can book time tomorrow. Can you come in?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to ask Helen.
Look, I got to get this done. I'm sorry about this.
I'm available.
Yeah, so it's okay?
Hey, pal, I got two words for you, and guess what? They ain't Merry Christmas.
Buddy boy.
I got a life, you know.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws in. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them.
I'm dreaming of a brown Christmas. We're born when love glisten for silence at the mission. And yes, we don't need no snow.
But nobody there had the Christmas spirit, if you know what I mean.
I don't need love. I have money. Sweet, sweet money, yes.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Or they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world.
Hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man, they had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button top, ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile, it was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blitzen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs. And then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy. And he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And do this, man. He did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man.
And they flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man.
Way out. Like it was the night before Christmas and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine in hopes the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids had all had it, so they hid their sacks, and me and the bride had begun to unlax. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a square short that was making fat tracks being pulled by 8 dogs who were wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. I couldn't help digging the scene on the roof as I stood there just waiting for Chubby to goof. They stood by the chimney in bunches and clusters till Tubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. He was the squarest man, the most absolute. But let's face it, who cares when he left all that loot? He's laid the jazz on me and fled from the gig, wailing, have a cool you, man, later like, dig. Have a cool you, and man, later like, have a cool yule and man later, like day. For that little man in the red suit and the furs.
How did he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more to Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Let's go. go, Daddy-o. Tis the night before Christmas, and here in my pad, I'm coolin' it, Dad. Not even a roto moves. My nylons are swinging by the chimney with much care. But what I'm wiggin' for can't fit there. All the neighbor cats are knocking some Z's with visions, man, like, wow, presents flying through their heads. And I sit here dreaming in my overstuffed chair of my letter to Santa, baby. Hope it got there. For I wrote him a letter a few moons ago and posted northward through the crazy, crazy snow. I wasn't greedy as so many chicks are. No request for a TV star. I didn't ask for a trip to the left bank, man. Not even a mink to my poor little me. My wish was more simple by far, than even a wish for a pink jaguar. Go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go, man. I didn't write Santa that I wanted to ring. Diamond bracelet, not even things that swing like Kenton or Basie or the freshman four. I didn't want a ringside, the hungry eye. But do I wish to be like a bird and fly real, real high? I don't want diamond watches or rings, no such things. I don't even dig all the high fives that swing and swing. Yeah, that's how I like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wrote old Santa for just one thing. I fervently hope the old cat will bring. So hours before Christmas, alone in my pad, I'm dreaming of morning and going real, real mad. Santa, bring me a man.
Santa was in an awful pickle. Beatniks had given drugs to the reindeer, and they were no darn good.
But more terrible a shock came later.
My parents would be real sorry if I don't get them chucked on you. I hate my parents. If I could ever get enough Christmas presents, I should be getting a lot. And I'm going to take it all back and get the money for it. You can do that. I hate the school. It's like a prison here. Even at Christmas, it's like a prison. I hate all these ignorant teachers who don't know one thing.
We're going to watch my favorite movie about a grinchy little character who tries to steal Christmas.
Well, it's very simple. I am in charge.
Jesus.
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 Oh, Jesus.
This couldn't have much to do with Christmas.
Well, you won't get to see Santa's big sing-off, but seeing as we're close to the usual dismissal time, there it is. Take off and have a frank and productive holiday.
Victim this year, thanks to Santa Claus. Please even no fear of danger, and it's all because I'll get a gift for Christmas to protect my other gift. I'll only tell you once, stay the f*** away from the gravel bush and get up in your ass!
You should ask someone, Dad.
That's not only unethical, it's illegal.
Christmas!
Oh, my God!
Pain is the cleanser. Pain is the cleanser.
Just remember the spirit of the season.
Is it despair?
And tears are the sweetest song.
I was looking forward to such a happy Christmas this year.
You're sad at Christmas.
Assassination. Shocks a nation. With such a brutal crime. Killing Christmas time. They kept a hero under mistletoe and built a bill of signs, declared and left behind, and no one wants to see it, 'cause no one can believe it. A traffic cop let some strangers flee. Assassination on Christmas Eve.
I left the Christmas tree.
Christmas wrapping behind.
When are they going to learn?
I don't know what you mean.
Sure you do. It's always the same story. This time it's guns for Christmas.
I know what you're thinking, but we're not sure yet.
There's a city ordinance against giving a gun to a kid. You know that?
Yes, I know that.
There's blood on the ground and an empty shell. That's enough for me.
I reached for the paperweight on his desk. I crept a little closer. And then...
What the hell?
You fool! I struck him hard. On the side of the head.
You freaking psychopath!
His body dropped to the floor and I bent over him. My heart was pounding against my chest. Something in the back of my mind kept driving me on. A voice kept saying, kill him! You're a murderer, kill him! Oh, I don't know why, but I struck him again.
Oh dear, they're at it again. Let me assure you that this is all in the spirit of
Christmas. That warm Christmas spirit, that tidal wave of goodwill that no human force could stand against.
John! Come see what Santa brought you!
Oh, Christ, I'm coming. I better get them cha-cha heels.
Please, Howard, try to get through this without a fight. I can't stand another one. Not on Christmas.
Hey, wonder what this could be. Merry Christmas, honey buns.
Won't you join us in a carol before we open our gifts?
Oh, Mother.
Ah, come on. Don't it act to the spirit?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heaven.
What are these?
Those are your new shoes, Don.
Those are the right kind. I told you, cha-cha heels, black ones. Nice girls don't wear cha-cha heels. I don't need to wear those ugly shoes. I told you the kind I wanted. You won't buy Christmas.
Please, Don, not on Christmas.
Get off me, you ugly witch. You devil, come here, you pay for this. You devil, go on, Davenport, look at your mother. I'm going
to... Leave me alone.
Don't you cut my jumper! Lay off me! I hate
you, awful evil! You're not my parent! I hate you, I hate you, now not hate Christmas!
See what it does to people?
A little incongruous, isn't it? A symbol of the joyous celebration of the Savior of man. These big missiles, launched from any place on Earth, can strike a target with pinpoint accuracy in just 75 minutes.
God rest ye merry, gentlemen.
Okay.
Suddenly.
What the hell is that?
Oh, Ebenezer Urkel, you have alienated everyone who loved you.
Did I do that?
Report, Mr. Zulu.
Captain, there appears to be some sort of spirit from an Earth holiday past.
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
No!
Mr. Scott, fire photon torpedoes.
It's no use, Captain. He's showing visions of me future. God, I'm so fat.
What you saw was A Christmas Carol. It was written by Charles Dickens 160 years ago.
Yeah, Phoebe Riders have been milking that goat for years.
Hey, wait a minute.
I set fire!
My God, what is that?
Oh, 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 oh.
What?
God damn you.
Man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a bad guy.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man.
I know.
So Santa placed a call to Secretary of Defense Melvin Laird.
Oh, hello.
Are you a vampire, Melvin Laird? Are you a vampire? Are you caught in the Transylvanian transvestite time trap, Melvin Laird? Honk, honk, the geese of Canada quack, quack, or the ducks of derision late at night when the moon is full. From the crypt and flip from throat to throat, Melvin Laird. Cause I saw you grinning with a drooler dripping on the TV screen, testifying with your vacant voice for the ABM machine. I could swear I saw two fangs touching the microphone. So I'm carrying my wafer. I'm carrying my cross, just in case I find you breathing down my neck. In the silent halls of Congress, Melvin Laird. Are you a vampire, Melvin Laird? Are you a vampire? Are you caught in the Transylvanian transvestite time trap, Melvin Laird? Are you caught in the Transylvanian transvestite time trap, Melvin Laird? The geese of Canada, quack, quack, go the ducks of derision.
We don't want any.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Reading through the night, little boy, do you hear what I hear? I saw a song high above the tree with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Girl, you finally got me now. You finally got me what I want for Christmas. Yeah, you really got me now. I'm so excited that I won't sleep tonight. Oh yeah, you really got me now. You really got me what I want for Christmas. Oh yeah, you really got me now. I'm so excited that I won't sleep tonight. You really got me. You really got me.
You almost had me.
What?
They got you.
That isn't true.
Yes, sir, they got you.
No.
So naive.
When they got you.
You so got me.
Said the king to the people everywhere. Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night. He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Yeah, he's ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I played with that guy last year, man.
What?
Let me say a very Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh, yeah. A Merry Christmas, and a very, very cordial welcome to Tom and Betty's swinging door room of the Happy Hour Lounge on Normandy.
What is Santa bringing?
Oh, 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 oh,
I
I wonder whether he'll be swinging everywhere in the land. Our people will be singing, la la di da, oh, hey, hey. What is Santa Claus gonna say when he finds everybody singing?
A story, man. We made a lot of
oh,
bread.
Hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
You know, oh, he comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah,
huh?
Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Oh, I want a gift to wear as a disguise.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want to hear some fantastic sights? You know what I found you last night? Just when Mama turned out the light. I went in the living room to see what the noise is. I wanna wish everybody happy Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa.
Something tells me he is.
Still?
Oh, God, I've been misinformed.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Gracious! I should bust a cap in your ass.
He doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
A repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Are you suggesting we go out and hire someone? Is that it?
Why, you're catching on.
Who, for instance?
Anybody!
Well, what a great idea. How about you? You'd make a great Santa.
Who, me? Oh, no, any time at Christmas. I'm superstitious. Typical American doesn't keep his mouth shut.
Show me an American who can keep his mouth shut and I'll eat him.
On December 26th, you get one railroad ticket out of town.
The answer is no, not for any amount of money.
Not for $1 million?
Oh, so much money. But Santa can't be evil. Wanted so much money.
Oh!
Please step into this cylinder.
Oh, that.
Now, I want you to sign this agreement.
USA! USA!
It gives us an exclusive from now until Christmas. Meanwhile, here's $50 spending money.
Ah! Oh, my God!
This man is obviously a psychotic.
Well, I'd like to hold off judgment on a thing like that, sir, until all the facts are in.
Fasten your seatbelt, kid. I'll be the nicest man in town.
You made that promise before.
Yes, but this time I'm sober.
On Christmas Eve, he'll be part of my team. But first, I have to train him.
Want to rehearse?
I don't need to rehearse. Ho, ho, ho! Merry... Lang?
Christmas.
Let me see that.
Those are letters addressed to Santa Claus.
Who's my secret Santa?
Oh, yes.
Who's that, then?
I am. May the spirit of Retton be with you all year long. Amen.
All right, everyone. It's time for your Christmas bonai.
But then...
Look!
It's Christmas at Macy's.
Hey, doggy!
There's all kinds of loot. There are a couple of more coats in here. Buy Chanda one. You too, Pollyanna.
Or whatever.
Hey, man, you got something to open this with?
Use your hands.
Here you go.
You're actually giving everyone in town a Christmas present?
What's your angle, pervert?
You know, one of those murder-suicide deals.
What? You almost had me.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry!
Oh, God!
Santa Claus is dead. Or he might as well be, because there's an even fatter man who's holding families at knife point.
Loss. Woo, woo, yeah, I'm Fat Daddy. The reindeer boss. I pack my sleigh with goodies and toys. You know I'm on my way to greet all the good little girlies and boys. From the North Pole, ooh, ooh, yeah, I'm Fat Daddy. Santa Claus with soul. All the kids know me simply because they know Fat Daddy.
dancer. We've got to spread Christmas joy to the world. And into the Atala, come on, Donna. I want you to ride on for all of the wonderful children that I have to see. And into the Dixon, oh, Papa Dixon, come on, Dixon. Oh, Papa Cupid, I'm depending on you, Cupid. Ride on for all of my wonderful children. Some bad day. Santa Claus.
Now, back to the year Santa got lost.
Didn't you all be singing carols or something?
Now that you're Father Christmas, we have an opportunity to bend this down over our knee and give it a pranking it will never forget.
Santa Claus is gonna be here, right?
Well, then you'll love this next float. Do you like gingerbread?
Don't touch me! Nothing gives you that right!
Think you've been good since last Christmas?
I dig all the stars in the sky. I love to eat chocolate pie. My life is so real, I know how to feel. Oh, what a good boy am I.
I know this year you've been asked to try your best to share your toys with other children.
I never get there on time. I'm always making a rhyme. I laugh at the heat. I've got bells on my feet. Oh, what a good boy am I.
I have a book about every child. Ah, here's yours. Now let's see.
I break every rule in the book. Times when I'm wrong, I'm singing a song. Oh, what a good boy am I.
Now, let's see what it says in your big book. You're 39 years old, aren't you?
I wake up each day about noon. I live in a rainbow-colored room. Friends I have got, I'm not missing a lot. Oh, what a good boy am I.
Santa Claus knows you very well. You just can't wait to pull my sleigh.
I dig all the stars in the sky. I love sweet chocolate pie. My life is so real. I know how to feel. Oh, what a good boy am I. My, my. Oh, my, 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 my.
My elves and I are very proud of you. And I think they started getting your present ready.
And here's the float everyone's been waiting for.
Hey, that's just enough time to see Santa Claus.
Yes, whether you're Christian or just non-Jewish, everybody loves Santa Claus.
You're Santa!
Yay! Ho, ho, ho! Merry everyone!
Over here, Santa!
Hey, you, Lou?
What did I do?
It jumped on me, is it?
A wide-eyed youngster facing a chaotic world. He wants to get a few things off the checklist.
You're calling me crazy, but I got a bad feeling about this guy.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, wish me
What a great Christmas. Not even Moo's annual suicide attempt can ruin it.
Wait a minute, everyone! There's your Christmas.
I will.
Jump up there.
I will. I will. I will. I will.
Jump.
I will. Jump.
I ain't got all day, drama queen.
Then comes the drama.
I will. Jump.
Sacrifice him to our god!
And we can top the whole day off with the Christmas smackdown.
I will. I will. I will.
Boy, you know that guy's catching a folding chair to the head.
Following ha-ha is an expression of contempt.
He meets discouragement. He finds the world is free to play. His ideals crumble. That's low. So what does he do? He decides to commit suicide in protest against the state of civilization.
So? Then you'll all wish I will.
Jump. Go ahead, be a hero.
So? He protests against all the evils in the world. The greed, the lust, the hate, the fear. All of man's inhumanity to man.
Punk-ass.
Arguments will start. Should he commit suicide or should he not? People will write in pleading with him. But no. On Christmas Eve, hot or cold, he goes. See?
Are you suggesting that he's going to commit suicide on Christmas Eve? Is that it?
Drop it like a hot potato?
I will, Jump. I will. Then you'll all wish you was nicer to me.
Get it over with.
I will.
Trying to improve the world by jumping off buildings. You couldn't improve the world if the buildings jumped on you?
I will, Jump. I will. I will. I will.
Right.
I will.
Day by day, from now until Christmas.
I will, Jump.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to stand it around here till after Christmas.
But he's going to jump off a building.
This man's going to jump as a matter of principle.
I will. I will. I will. I will.
Cheat. The imposter. Why don't you jump?
Christmas Eve at midnight.
You're supposed to jump off tall buildings and things. You remember? What do you suppose they will say when they find out that you never had any intention of doing it?
Christmas Eve at midnight.
I will. I will. I will. I will. Jump. I will. Jump.
You... Yeah, who am I kidding? I ain't gonna jump. Oh!
Ah! Oh! What?
All right. That's a bad omen, isn't it?
Oh, it was one of the most exciting.
That only goes to show you, and it'll show you once again, that
the Lord had many things to do with all that.
Oh, it's a miracle.
Oh, why did you grow up?
He's asking for a miracle to happen all of a sudden.
Oh, honey, don't be so naive. That's how the world works.
Who's naive?
I didn't say anything.
Well, you're wrong. It's no miracle.
So naive.
It's no miracle because I see it happen once every year. And so do you. At Christmas time. There's something swell about the spirit of Christmas. See what it does to people?
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't agree more.
Now, why can't that spirit, that same warm Christmas spirit, last the whole year round?
Oh.
If people would make that spirit last 365 days out of the year...
Win-win.
We'd develop such a strength, we'd create such a Christmas that no human force could stand against it.
Oh, my God!
The wrong people are jumping off the roof. Yes, sir, my friends. The meek can only inherit the earth when the...
Stop that! You can't play on city property.
That really breaks the mood.
Let's just say that on this day, a million years ago, a dude was born who most of us think was magic. But others don't, and that's cool. But we're probably right. God bless God. Amen.
Amen.
And now, I think the only thing left to do is...
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
years, we started out with Clarence Carter, who acted as our backdoor Santa. And then we went through the 12 Days of Christmas with the Three Stooges and Eddie G. Chunks of Cheech and Chong bobbed through, accompanied by Elvis with Brown Christmas. Tony Radio Larson with Cool Yule was a perfect counterpoint to Patsy Ray and the Beatnik's Wish. And then, the Vandals got a gun for Christmas, and the Archers of Loaf were dealing with an assassination on Christmas Eve. And then the ABM machine, Ed Sanders takes on Melvin Laird, and Bobby Lloyd and the Skeletons were there with the little drummer boy that really got me. Oh, and that was Louis Prima swinging with Santa, and Akeem and Teddy Van knew Santa Claus is a black man, and so does Paul Fat Daddy Johnson. Damon was a good boy. The Boom Bang wished us a punked out Merry Little Christmas, and this is Elvis live tearing off your wrapping paper, Seeker. So please hang together, and whatever you do, don't let the holidays kill you. Good night, Seekers.
All be singing carols or something?
Oh, that does it. I've had about enough of this Christmas crap.
They've been drinking all day.
This is a holiday message from Tater Gumphreys. Now, the holidays are coming up, and a lot of you'll be spending the time with your kin. So you know there's gonna be some drinking. Now remember, don't nobody like an asshole. So if you're drinking, try not to be an asshole.